Polanski, the women's soccer coach at Trinity University. You're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Trinity University head women's soccer coach Lance Key. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
A pleasure, Russ. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, going into your eighth season at the helm of the Trinity Tigers women's program, just take me through your mindset as another preseason's unfolded and we get ready for another year.
It's really an exciting time, and every year, you think with the loss of kids that have graduated the year before, you have some anxiety, I think, in terms of being able to replace and how's your incoming class going to do. But in the end, it just really turned into a very exciting time. It's really the part of the season, part of the year that we all wait for when it's not here.
Coach, last season 18-2, 10-0 in SCAC play, the SCAC champions, a really tough second round loss to Hardin-Simmons, 2-1 in the NCAA tournament. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last season.
The majority of the group that's returning has actually been a part of not only last season, but the season before that when they were on the other side of a couple of tournament wins and were just unlucky to miss the Final Four and penalties. So I think they've got a pretty healthy experience of some success as well as a healthy experience of some failure at critical times. So my hope, and this is really yet to be determined, we sort of see how it plays out throughout the course of the season, but my hope is that they're able to take the balance of experience and really get a better understanding, a better perspective of, one, what they want, two, what they're willing to do in order to achieve what they want, and just see what kind of resiliency they have.
Coach, as I look at your roster, five seniors on what is a pretty young team with a lot of first-year players and sophomores. Just talk about the importance of this senior class, especially in terms of leadership going forward through this year.
The majority of the senior class that remains and comes back into this year has really played a pretty pivotal role throughout the course of their careers here. I think when they came in, they were coming in at a time where there was a lot of sort of uncertainty with regards to the direction of where we were going to go and the way that we were going to try to get there. And I think they were able to make a pretty big splash right upon their arrival. And throughout the course of that time, have continued to be a big part of what we're doing on a daily basis and a big part of the direction of the program, the direction that it's taken over the last few years in particular. And so I think, and again, as I referred to just a second ago, the healthy experience of both sides of the coin, you remember this is the senior class that as first years missed the tournament for the first time in quite a while here at Trinity. And so they're tying in that experience of missing the tournament to being a penalty from the Final Four to last year having a pretty good run through the regular season with regards to our results, but never really feeling like we gelled as well as we should have as a team and really never played up to our potential, and then a pretty disappointing early exit. So they just have such an array of experience. But, with experience, you hope comes wisdom. But in the end of it, it really just depends on how you apply it all. And so I'm hoping that the senior class is able to take what they've been through and to take the lessons and the values away from that and be able to apply it and really help quite a young team beneath them really understand the importance and the urgency of every match, of every opportunity, and hopefully be able to to tie things together for them.
Coach, offensively last season, Trinity posted 62 goals, tops in the SCAC. I know having a player like an Abby Lohr come back really helps production in terms of in the offensive third. Just talk about what you need to do to continue that trend moving forward this year.
I think one of the things that we've tried to do in the offseason was really trying to add some players to that side of the ball. We obviously lost a few players that really were able to contribute to us building attacks and getting into the final third pretty consistently. But it was important to us to be able to bring in some players who could add some different dimensions to what we're doing and be able to support the likes of Abby and the likes of Kelly, who have been so activity in the attack, not only scoring goals but creating goals as well, and really just try to bring in some players that could impact things, but also really support things that have already, you know, been very functional for us. Unfortunately, you know, as you may remember, we lost Kelly towards the end of last season, and she really didn't play the last few conference games and didn't play any of the tournament games, and that was a big loss for us because, you know, she's very creative and she's very dangerous. But what we found out is, you know, the reality that unfortunately she's not very dangerous in terms of creating and scoring goals when she's not on the field. So, you know, we've got to try to balance that for her this year and for Abby, I think, in terms of our minutes and you know, their durability. There's going to be times in the season when they're beat up. There's going to be times in the season when they're going to be asked to play the bulk of the minutes, and times where we're going to have to, you know, bring in some of the players that are new to the program and have them sort of grow into their roles. But again, you know, at this point, those roles are yet to be determined. We just have to play out the season as it dictates itself, and hopefully, as I said, be able to get a good balance for not only, you know, those returning players but the incoming players, and really be able to, you know, maintain some consistency throughout.
Coach, vice versa, on the defensive side of the ball, 11 goals is all you gave up last year in those 20 games. Just talk about defensively, continue to stay strong in the back. I know Katie Garrett, who's now started her first 2 years, is back for her junior year in between the nets for you, and that's something to look forward to as well.
Yeah, Katie's done a fantastic job for us in her first 2 seasons. I think, statistically at the end of her first season, was leading the country in goals against. So 11 last year is quite a decent statistic. Unfortunately, it was double what we let in the year before, so a little perspective on that. But, you know, I'm a big fan, and my players know this, that, you know, if you don't concede goals, it's hard to lose matches. And so, we want to maintain, you know, a lot of organization and understanding of our defensive concepts and things that we're going to try to do. When we don't have the ball, we have players that have been a part of that for the last few years, and I think they're going to be required to step up into some leadership positions in terms of that organization. I think talent-wise, we should be, you know, in good shape. We've got some very talented players returning. Again, it just depends on how well they pull things together, and you know, there's a lot that we can do throughout the week. But once the weekend comes, you know, it really all comes down to what they're doing in the touchline, and just have to hope they pull it together.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Stand joined by Trinity University head women's soccer coach Lance Key. And coach, what's been the biggest surprise from your girls as preseason's unfolded?
I think that one of the biggest surprises, most pleasant surprises, is just to see how hard they've worked over the course of the offseason. You know, within Division III and NCAA, there's not a whole lot that we can do to really keep them going throughout the course of the year, we don't get a lot of time with them, and so it really comes down to whether or not they're putting the time, they're putting the effort and the energy into it, and how committed they are to, you know, to being good, very good collegiate players and being able to return the next year and not be, out of shape or unfit or what have you. And the girls have done a fantastic job, I think, of preparing for this preseason. They really seem to have a hunger, which I think is very important. And that's one of the things I thought we lacked last year, was that sort of relentlessness. And hopefully they've recognized the importance of that. And we're looking forward to hopefully seeing that come to fruition, starting Thursday evening.
Coach, last season, as soon as the season was over, your soccer complex went under some renovations. Just talk about the new additions to the soccer complex and things that fans can look forward to when they travel and visit San Antonio this year.
I think it's a unique environment, Russ, and I know you've been to see it yourself, and the intimacy of the environment and the sort of architectural integrity that you know, the university has really tried to maintain with the structure, the seating structure. They've expanded that from touchline to touchline, and basically maintained what used to be right there in the middle third of the field is now the length of the field. On the team side, they've really put together a nice piece to memorialize a former teammate of mine and former men's player here, Tim Isom, with the Tim Isom Memorial, and you know, that was something that the men's coach Paul McGinley really put into place and just was very dedicated to, and you know, it's great to see that come together. I know he's put a lot of hard work into it, him and his staff, and some of the alumni getting involved, and it's just great to see it come along, and it really is quite impressive, Russ. Going into it, I really didn't know what to expect other than what you saw from, you know, artist renditions, but that it never really, I think, is clear until you see it with your own eyes, and it's, you know, it's real turf and real brick and not, you know, not color on paper. But it's an impressive facility. The surface is immaculate. The seating capacity is probably doubled, and really just enclosed the field on that side. And the same on the team bench side. It's such a large structure from end to end that you really get a sense of it being enclosed there as well. So you're dealing with, you know, fantastic Bermuda grass and flat and level and green and short and then, you know, great structure all the way around. It's exciting to walk out to it every day.
Coaches, we look forward to another SCAC soccer season. One of the things that's unique this year is the return of the SCAC tournament at the end of the season. For the first time since 1992, the top six teams will meet in Birmingham to compete for that NCAA automatic qualifying bid and the SCAC title. Just talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament and the possibility of meeting in Birmingham and playing at the end of the season for the title.
It's very exciting. The kids are looking forward to that event being out there, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of work to be done in order to get into that six. But it definitely changes, I think, the approach over the course of the season. It changes the perspective. I think it changes the competitiveness of matches throughout the year. You know, we liked in the past the way things were set up because it meant we got to, you know, to get out and see all the different universities over the course of a 2-year cycle. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be getting out to a couple of places this year, which is, you know, that's one of the disappointing sides of things. But I think the idea of a tournament format is one that, again, that brings a lot of excitement for the players, and I certainly understand the value of it and you know, why it was promoted. I think, honestly, in the midst of all this, the sort of changing of the format and changing of the membership of the SCAC going into 2012, I think that's probably the biggest sort of component of excitement, because it's the last time that this is going to be done with all of these members. And that really, I think, adds a dynamic that none of us, you know, when we were having the discussion about whether or not to have a conference tournament, really knew whether that was gonna happen or not happen, and what the, you know, what the validity of that side of the argument was. But that's probably the biggest thing at this point, is you've got a lot of membership that are, you know, that are exiting and going elsewhere. And then you've got a few remaining schools in the SCAC that are going a different direction than things have been going. And so you're sort of bringing that all together with one sort of final go in Birmingham. And, you know, Birmingham Southern's got a great complex too, and so I think the facility is going to be, you know, a great one for a conference tournament. At this point, Russ, I mean, you know, everyone is 0-0-0, so, you know, everyone's opportunity to make that trip is equal at this point. And as the season goes on, you know, you just know that every match is important, and it will be important all the way through, you know, that, I guess, that first weekend in November, which is a half weekend. I think the 30th is a Sunday, and you know, hopefully be able to write a ticket to Birmingham that Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Coach, one of the things about a preseason every year is the influx of new players. I know you brought in a good or a big group of freshman class this year. Talk about your freshmen. Do you feel like they're adjusting to the college game well, and do you feel like you have some girls that can maybe make an impact on your team immediately this year?
I think when you recruit first years into your program, especially for us because I have such limited time with them prior to the first match, relatively speaking, you bring them in because you think that they have the ability to impact your program, and hopefully, you know, a number of them can impact things immediately. But the reality is you never know until they arrive. You never know until they start to play amongst your players and within the system that you're trying to put into place. And, you know, their durability, their ability to transition into not only the college game but the college life, away from family for the first time, all these things, you know, really come into play and can affect the impact that a first-year or a first-year class can have. At this point in time, I would say, you know, things are what I would expect, in that the players that we've brought in have the ability. You know, the rest of it is yet to be determined, and that's kind of the exciting thing about first years and new players to a program is, you know, they have the opportunity to kind of make their mark as the season goes on and grow into that. So really at this point, while we know that we've got some new players that can do some things for us, some very positive things, I think we're really relying a lot on the strength of our experience of our upperclassmen to be able to put us in position to use those first years and those incoming players, and be able to capitalize on their strengths and their ability to impact the game.
Coach, toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
I think the toughest thing every day is to go out and demand more of your players. And you know, I don't know if that's the direction that you were thinking that question would lead me, but you know, when we ask so much of our players on a daily basis, and then we go to them tomorrow and ask them more than they gave us today, and then we go to them two days from now and ask them more than they gave us the day before, that's sometimes one of the toughest things in the midst of, you know, expecting them to excel academically and expecting them to be great citizens, and people that are, you know, well respected in the community, whether that be campus community or the community at large. These are things that we have with regards to the demands on our players, and it's a difficult balance. And that's, you know, that's something that we really strive for, is being able to maintain that balance. But, you know, it's tough to go out there and do that every day and expect them to be able to rise to that, you know, to that request. But the amazing thing is you're able to identify how strong, how courageous, how resilient these young people are to be able to respond on a regular basis and really just try to dig in and find more of themselves. And, you know, I think as the season evolves and goes on, you know, you're starting to get into different sorts of competitive environments, and that's a tough thing to ask of them. So I would say that's among the toughest, is just being able to, you know, to demand that of them every day. In terms of competitive games, you know, as I said, some of the road games that we've been on have been tough. We've been in some, you know, in some difficult circumstances. Everyone I feel like in the conference over the last few years has really improved. There's a high quality of expectation, I think, from all the coaches in the conference, and they're expecting the same thing of their players that I am. And ultimately, you know that you're going in for, you know, you're going in for a tough match every time you lace up the boots and step onto the field. I think maybe this conference tournament is going to be something that's very difficult for a lot of teams, because it's just not something that we've been used to doing, and so you're asking something totally different of your players that first full weekend in November than they've ever experienced before. And you know, for us, looking at a season where you combine a season of work to get yourself into a national tournament, and you know, we've had some success there and we've had some failure there, but to ask that of them, in addition to, okay, you've got to secure your spot by putting together a season of work, and then you have this conference tournament to get yourself into a national tournament, that's something that I know a lot of schools around the country are doing and have experienced, but it's different for us. And so, you know, that will be very interesting anyway. I don't know if it's the most difficult experience, but it definitely will be one of the most interesting experiences to see how these kids respond to that.
Coach, finally, the 2011 Trinity women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
If we score really, I think if our upperclassmen can do a good job of really setting the tone with our work rate, setting the tone with the expectations and accountability of their teammates, and just demanding as much as they can of themselves every single day to just keep pushing the envelope. I feel like there's a lot of talent. I feel like there's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of intelligence amongst our group. It's just being able to tie all that stuff together, and I think just making that commitment to doing it. If my staff and I get the very best of our kids, then it's a success. Whether we go on and reach a goal of getting into the Final Four and hopefully compete for a national championship, or if we fall short of that, in the end, you really can ask the best that your players can produce. And if you get that, then, I think that's where you evaluate success.
Trinity University head women's soccer coach Lance Keegan, the Tigers open up their 2011 campaign September 1st against Concordia. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.